الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر والليل والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر وقال تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال تعالى يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي صدق الله مولانا العظيم Allah, in the short life of ours, every moment has given us the opportunity to come closer to Him, to explore and to find the great, great ni'mats of the Akhirat. In fact, when we are asked to make 100 times a day zikr of La ilaha illallah, which our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained it so beautiful that it comes in a hadith. That a person who reads 100 times La ilaha illallah, he will rise on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon. The explanation of that Hazrat gives the first of the new moon. It's the moon you can't see. We have so much of disputes and arguments whether the moon was sighted or not. Some people say it was sighted, it wasn't. But the moon is there. But just that crescent, that little. And we saw it, we didn't see it. But anyway, just after a period of 14 nights, now it's a full moon. Now nobody can deny it there. It's there. Even if it's cloudy, you can see the moon is still there. So just like that, we, with our sinful lives, there's no light in our lives. But by making 100 times a day zikr, all those sins go away. And all the light comes. The sins, like open sins, we're not making namaz, not reading Quran, lying, backbiting, all. Or sins like, which we are not perhaps aware, pride we have got in us. Doing things for name and fame, for show, people must know, people must talk about us. Whatever it might be, not fulfilling the rights of people, maybe even our own immediate family, even our children. In fact, we are harming them. We're giving them the wrong upbringing. Giving them the wrong education, and we thinking we fulfilling their rights. So there are so many, but by the barakas, if we do every day, La ilaha illallah, 100 times, all this will go out. And all the nurani amal, namazes will come in our lives. Tilawat will come in our lives. Then sincerity will come. Humility will come. Kindness will come. You can see any and everyone will love such a person. Even the animals will love such a person, just by the barakat of La ilaha illallah. And the greatest thing on Qiyamah's Day, your face will shine like the 14th full moon in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And how long does it take to read 100 times La ilaha illallah? No time. Not even 2 minutes. And just make this niyat that I'm reading 100 times La ilaha illallah to purify my heart of every evil, my wrong. And every good must come into it. And then 100 times Allah. And with Allah, Allah. And the who at the end, Allah. I'm connected with Allah now. And there can be, there is the greatest connection. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. When the soul that has been connected with Allah, and now it's time for it to go, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziya. You are radiya also, and you are marziya also. You have pleased Allah, Allah is pleased with you. And then, fadkhuli fi ibadi. Before you enter Jannah, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah, khair, arif billah. He said, first Allah will say, fadkhuli fi ibadi. Go meet all my ibadat, my ibadi, my ibad, my servants who brought you here. You go and meet your Shaykh first, go and meet them first, before you go to Jannah. After that, what could be Jannah? They were the means for you to acquire this year. So first go and sit with them, meet with them, then you go to Jannah. So that, all that will open to a person. And then, Khabar's life will open to a person. Now his yaqeen will increase. Now he'll do his amal with great relish and enjoyment. Small, small things won't disturb him and distract him. He will be keen to do his amal. Qiyamah's Day will come in front of him. And you can see now, reading my third kalima, Baqiyatu Salihat, and what the great virtues of it are. He'll just enjoy reading it. If his eyes open up middle of the night, he where's my tasbih? Let me read. How much I can read? 2 times, 5 times, before I fall asleep. Just read and Allahu Akbar. One of the great, great virtues, so many virtues of Baqiyatu Salihat. One is when a person reads them, then yata'atafna, they make tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And ulahunna dawiyun ka dawiyun nahr. And they've got a buzzing sound like the buzzing sound of the bees. And the buzzing sound of the bees are such that when the queen bee reads Durood Sharif and orders all the other bees to read Durood Sharif, from there this honey gets its sweetness. Though they take their nectar and their pollen from aloes, which are bitter, from flowers that have got no taste, and from many, many things, but by the Durood Sharif. And when the flowers read Durood Sharif, Salli Ala, then they also, on Durood Sharif, they blossom and they open up. That wonderful rose that opens up. All the other, the bud, it's closed. But by reading of Durood Sharif, it opens and the beauty comes. So what is Durood Sharif? So anyway, this word that we read, the third kalima, they've got a buzzing sound in there. What are they doing? Yuzakirna bisahibihinna. They are praising you by Allah. They're right. We are here on the ground, on the earth. We read those words for 1 time, 5, 10, 100 times. And they are now singing your praises. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went in fact to the extent and saying, don't you love that you must be remembered by Allah? In other words, read third kalima. When you will read, you will be remembered. You will die also. Inshallah, Allah give us all the enjoyments of the Qabr, Day of Qiyamah. Allah give us Jannat. But they are still reading, and they are praising us by Allah. And we keep on getting that. What this is all, why Allah has sent us in this world. So anyway, Ramadan came, and the object was that we acquire this taqwa, this Allah consciousness, and this closeness to Allah. And then when the moon was sighted for Eid, then it was, a message was given in that moon, sighting of the moon, that now rush to your maker now. You may build your connection with your maker, now go to his house, go for Hajj now. All of us are not going, perhaps all who once had to go are gone already, or they are still going, But our hearts must be there. Everyone's heart must be there. Hajj is not farz on everyone every year, but our hearts must be there. And fortunate is that person who is here and his heart is in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina, the nights of Mina, the days of Mina, the night of Muzdalifah, fortunate. And may Allah save us all that we are there, but our hearts are back home. With politics at home, what's happening in the political arena? The soccer and the entertainment, who won, who lost, the cricket and the soccer, all that, may Allah save us. We are worried of the weather conditions back home. We are worried about all this. May Allah make it that everyone's heart be there all the time. In there, we should think that, for example, during these days, especially our talks based on the Hajj, etc., on the history of Hajj, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, of the spirituality of Hajj, of the masail of Hajj. Our Imams, Sunnah to read the Sunnah Qiraat, which the Imams know about, but during these days occasionally to read some of the verses of the Quran which depict all this. And then your heart inclines to there. In our general talk, do we talk anything about Hajj? Do if any mention is made, the Hajjis are going now there, how those who went and they know the, what's the Hajjis terminal?
Hajj terminal.
The Hajj terminal, all the buzzing that you are sitting there, suddenly you just see one whole group of people, Nigerians coming. All men, women, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Hardly a minute or two, and some Indonesians coming now. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. All that spirit is there. Is it in us? It should be here. And because this is not in us, which is in this world, then where is the qabr going to be in our life? Where is going to be a qiyamah day on into our, in our lives? Those things should be also alive in us. The things that should be most distant from us should be this dunya. But that is the closest, it's the rago resham. It's in our veins and our blood. It is pervert in us. Our dunya, small, small thing, a small scratch on the car. Anything else, just a little one small thing missing in the house. What's happened here? And also on that, we should be very, very careful. Very easily we blame the workers in the house. They stole it. And it may be our own child that misplaced it, took it away. The irresponsible little children. And there we blame the domestic. And if it's a poor person especially. And the baddua, even a non-Muslim's baddua comes out. And we're heading for destruction in that case. So all that we should be very concerned. But these dunya things are so important in our lives. Which should be the furthest. And the nearest should be akhirat in our life. About qiyamah. Crossing Pul Sirat, Jannat, and the scenes of Jannat, and the eagerness, ishtiyaq, to be there in Jannat, and the scenes of Jahannam, and the fear that Allah, how will I manage this? What will happen to me? My children, my family, my people, the people of the world, what's going to happen, Ya Allah? That has to come into us. This, all this Islamic, as we are going now, and the Hajj is taking place, that should be into us. And then comes the, after the, then comes the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And the 10 days of Zulhijjah, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah does not love his ibadat more any time in the year than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So Allah loves. So, but is that in our mind to increase my ibadat a little bit? Am I even regular at my basic 5 times namaz, especially in the 10 days of Zulhijjah? Am I regular with my tilawat of Quran Sharif? Do I read some Durood Sharif? Allahu Akbar. Once we mentioned that one great alim came to Maulana Yunus John Puri, Rahmatullah Ali, was the Shaykh al-Hadith of Mazahirul Ulum in Saharanpur. And he said he was very, very perplexed. Parishan, he said, Allah is unhappy with me. Allah is angry with me. Please, Maulana, show me. He said, who am I? Where am I going to show you? So he said, no, you're a Shaykh al-Hadith and you know so many hadith and your knowledge of hadith. Tell me something. He said, I know nothing. But what I can advise you is that break, make amal on the sunnah. And he said, go to the extent that even when you don't have to practice on the sunnah, but practice. Like, for example, you are not feeling thirsty, but drink water. Mm-hmm. And drink it according to sunnah. Not to drink water to quench your thirst, but to practice on the sunnah. So he went, he did that. Many things like that there are that we can do in the whole day. After about 3 weeks, a month, he came back happy. Allah is happy with me. And he was all smiles and laughter. Happy he was. How you know? Say, I saw in my dream, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told me, Allah is happy. How? Practice the sunnah, practice of the sunnah. So Allah give us tawfiq that we today, unfortunately, almost any and everything, our practice is the way of the people of dunya, the kuffar. All our things that we do their style. Our thinking is, has become like theirs also. So we bring the sunnah into our lives and we become die hearts of sunnah. Allahu Akbar. And when you get the love of Allah, what to say of that person? As it is mentioned so beautifully, which will be beneficial for us also. The five signs of a person's tawbah and istighfar being accepted by Allah. We all make tawbah, Allah give us tawfiq regularly. The five signs of our tawbah and istighfar being accepted, the first sign is the hatred of sin will come in our heart. And especially those sins which we are actually making tawbah from. And many people, you are worried of the drug addict or anything like that, gambling, womanizing. Just make sincere tawbah. The hatred of it will come in the heart. And what, the thing you hate, it's impossible you're going to do it. Even if your friends force you, you're not going to do it. So that will be the first sign when we sincerely make tawbah istighfar. The second sign of our tawbah and istighfar being accepted, sukoon in the heart. Your heart will find tranquility, peace. And before that, your heart was always agonized. You parishan, depression, pressure, tension, worry. Now you'll find sukoon in your heart. And then the third is, barakat will come in your life. And that is also lazim, a compulsory thing of tawbah. It's a person who makes man lazim al istighfar, one of the things that will happen, barakat will come in your life. Whether you work for it, you don't, you work, it just little bit here, there, you do something. And you don't work also, Allah will give barakat. And the fourth is that Allah will give you tawfiq of a'mal. Now you'll see automatically for namazes you are going. You are staying away from sin. You are doing more good deeds. Before I never used to get time for tilawat. Now I got enough time. I can still make another state supara. Easily you see, I can manage still another. Allah will give tawfiq of barakat. Barakat in time. And the fifth? Allah will put your love and respect in the hearts of people. Especially the pious people. You'll see they will now respect you. They will honor you. They'll have love for you. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this is now what we have to do during this period. This wonderful, our whole life. And every year, as we are sitting here, everyone just think how many since my age of 15, how many Ramzans I've got ahead already. Easily 30, 20, 40 Ramzans ahead. What did I achieve? And we don't know the future. None know the future. Forget Ramzan of tomorrow, of the next minute. We don't know what our, whether we're going to live or die, what our condition is going to be. That's also a very important thing, to be fearful always. Today we can be pious. We came here, we came to the majlis. From where and where we came tomorrow, by, in the next minute, Shaitan can put a thought in the mind, now we can get up and go home now. Want to go somewhere. And there your whole life is gone in a different direction. It's all by the fadl. And make shukr to Allah. It's not my achievement that I'm coming majlis or that I'm listening to. It's only the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala. Make shukr to Allah. Allah Ta'ala will increase us, inshallah. So this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Allah loves his ibadah. And which is the ibadah which comes in the hadith? Allahu Akbar. When Allah asks for something, we all will think of something very hard for us. We really have to go out of our way. And Allah asks also for that. But when what he settles down for, simple things. When the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah loves his ibadahs in the first 10 days, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum immediately asked also, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Not even jihad. And what is jihad? Where you give your life for Allah ta'ala. You are going, you're going to face the enemy. You don't know from where an arrow can come and hit you. You don't know who can attack you from where, what can happen. But it's so much, but they love that. More than that, what Allah loves. And you can be in the comfort of your home. You're in the masjid now. And sitting in the masjid. Aircon is on, heater is on, whatever. And that ibadat which Allah loves. And what is it? The third kalima. Allahu Akbar. Allah loves that the most during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Fortunate is that person who will read, who makes Salatul Tasbih during the 24 hours every day at least once. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah and Ramzan should make twice Salatul Tasbih. Hazrat Buzurg make, and there are people now, youngsters, young ladies also, who make more than once a day Salatul Tasbih. How fortunate are they? And Salatul Tasbih 300 times third kalima. And Buzurgs have written, thing to be counted in abundance is 300. Durood Sharif, to read it in abundance, read it 300 times. That is reading it in abundance. So if we can read it once, and if not, then at least read the Tasbih. Read it 300 times, which is not really much. We should try to do more than that. And just as I mentioned, for example, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba that get ready, the enemy is here. Take your arms, take your weapons. They asked, min aduwin kad hadar, an enemy that has come here already. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, more closer than that. An-nar, the fire of Jahannam. The enemy, more closer than what the enemy is when they were facing the enemy. The fire of Jahannam is near, more closer. So read. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these words that are, these words, they are the ones that go in front. Muqaddimat. Like you have a group of people traveling, but to make them comfortable, there is one group that goes before. And they make all the arrangements for them there. When they come, everything is arranged already. Like that, these words are muqaddimah, they go before us. And they arrange everything for us. And together with being muqaddimah, they are muaqibat. They surround us, protecting us from all difficulties and us. And more than what any, forget security company, armies, and big armies can give you security. Allah's words give us much more security than that. And they will give us that security. Then the third thing is that these words, they are mujannibat. They save you from all harms. And if through your negligence you fell into problem, they are munjiyat. They take you out of the problems again. So to read the third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar. How wonderful it is. If you read it in this way, alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. Then as the farishtas are there, they're angels, and they are keen to take it. The one who takes it, grabs it, and as he meets other people, they are all also praising him. That, what's the thing you are going with? So this is the opportunity for us. Once our eyes close, which means really when our eyes open, then this opportunity is gone. So let us not be unmindful of these things. So then the Hajj and the whole of Hajj, MashaAllah, in the Ash'ar, Maulana Ismail read, that all making tawaf, etc., being in Medina Sharif, all our, is it being read? Yeah, in Homestead Park. So that our hearts must be there in Medina Sharif. But how many of us, our hearts are there? Our hearts should be there in Makkah Sharif. Allah Ta'ala make us that our hearts are there. And those who are there, their hearts and body both are be there, inshallah. Then comes the days of Qurbani. Allahu Akbar. Now during those days, it comes in the hadith, there is no amal, no action that Allah loves more than ihraqi dam, the blood of the animal, to let it flow, to just be slaughtering all the time, and to slaughter yourself, to be present, to hold the animal, just to witness it also. That also is a great ibadah. Together with that, shaitan, our chief enemy, he also is there present, unfortunately, all the time. Our nafs is present, and this great, great ibadah we destroy today with so much of ease and comfort. Immediately the cell phone come while somebody is slaughtering. And now you're taking a photo there. Just to remember, or just for nothing, just because you got a cell phone, now you're taking a picture there, and all the anwarat, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, right, like the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months, which is better than 30,000 nights, but that one person in the family, Hazrat Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, right, kept a photo, displayed a photo in the house, a small photo also. Somewhere he displayed a photo, and the malaika don't come to that house. That house is deprived of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Now that qurbani we were making, and Allah's rahmat was coming down in torrent, and a shiar of Islam, a great sign post of Islam was being made alive. And on the farms, at home, in the backyard, in the garden, the kitchen, everywhere, qurbani, qurbani. And now the cell phone comes out and destroys everything. The mixing of man and woman, very common also. We go to the farms also, or at home also, meal time. Now, mahrams, ghair mahram. And at this time, when people are trying to prove that there is no parda in Islam, you can mix freely with one another, how much more is the reward to stand up for parda, and to see that it is done properly. And we should try and bring it to that level. Allahu Akbar. About Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali we heard. And about our Shaykh also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. Their daughter-in-law living in the same house. But they say that if it happens any time in a group of ladies, they have to see their daughter-in-law, they won't recognize, this is my daughter-in-law. Though they living in the same house, but they didn't look at one another. Parda, and parda is not difficult. If you want to fit a square peg in a round hole, is very difficult. Just do it the right way. We are Muslims, love like Muslims. Let our homes be parda friendly. Then parda is easy. But if we want to make our homes like the kuffar, the open plan. All that open plan kitchen, open plan lounge, open plan this, then parda is very difficult. We are Muslims, have a Muslim home, and parda is then so easy, it's freedom for the woman. They enjoy, they don't have any difficulty whatsoever. And any woman, even non-Muslim woman, by nature, they like their own type, the woman with woman. That is what they like, is by nature. This is different than the enemies of man. They have made today man like woman and man, woman like man. Otherwise, it's common that a man like to be amongst men. We call Allah made family life also. We live with our woman. We are happy with her. So it should be like that. This to what is very disturbing also in many good homes, shaking of hands with everyone. And even with your daughters-in-law, or with the sons-in-law, the mother-in-law, these are very, and worse than that, hugging also, and kissing also, on the cheek, on the forehead. One student just wrote to me, and he said, just the little thought of a haram, and I can feel movement in my private parts. So these things are natural. Allah made it like that, and how lot of fitna. And these are those things that if the home has to be broken because of that, it's worse than giving 3 talaqs also. 3 talaqs can be remedied still. But this cannot be remedied in any way whatsoever. So don't despair when Allah and Warad Barakat are coming on the day of Qurbani, then man, woman mixing, this forsaking over the meals, man and woman, and all hugging and kissing and holding one another. That's not our tariqa. Our tariqa, Allahu Akbar. The first thing Allah says, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ. That is, if you are going for Hajj, and you have now for Hajj, you're going for Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثْ. No indecency. No obscenity. One of the greatest major factors of Islam is modesty. Parda, hay, sharam, haya. And that is how our girls used to grow up, with sharam, haya, their eyes cast down. And anyway, not only Indians or Gujaratis, whether the Arabs hated the most, the Indonesians, Malaysians, the whole world's Muslims, the woman had a lot of sharam, haya. The enemy, shaitan, has worked to take it out completely. And today, in Hajj, we hear people complain, the woman come, and they actually intentionally bump you in the tawaf, right in front of the Kaaba. This is, and today, there's nothing for them. Just to walk past you, brush against you, bump you, nothing. It means nothing to them. Whereas a woman by nature, at the beginning of the 19th century, which is about 120 years ago, there was a photo circulating of the king of Austria, I think. His wife, in parda, non-Muslims, but hijab, niqab she had on. They also practice this. It's a natural thing for a woman. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So during the 10 days of Zulhijjah, let us make the best of it. Which will be starting by Wednesday night, Thursday, 10 days, make the best. How much rozas we can keep, try and keep rozas. The roza of the 9th is particularly 9th of Zulhijjah. But if you can keep the 9 rozas, even more better. And during this Ashura Hurum, then 3 rozas of every month, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 700 years ibadat sawab. Just Thursday, Friday and Saturday rozas, 700 years ibadat sawab. And every person, now say ibadat, how do you make your 5 times namaz? How much is it, the faras, all the nafils and sunnat and muakkada, tilawat you make, whatever zikr you make, du'as you make, whatever you are teaching Bukhari Sharif, you are teaching Sharia Aqaid, whatever kitab you are teaching, all that ibadat sawab. By keeping the 3 days roza, so much ibadat sawab you get. And this, all this ibadat really is a luxury. Just like a person, as far as dunya is concerned, a person who is living in luxury, he's got a lot of money, he doesn't have to think when he wants to buy something. He buy it, watch it, there's nothing. Unless it's something very, very big, but a person who is in luxury, enough money, anything he wants, buy it. The wife says this, children say this, buy it, put it in the trolley. It's a luxury, you're living a luxury life. You don't work hard, everything. But there are few people who enjoy it. The same way with ibadah, the luxury of ibadah are few people. Otherwise, now this work comes out. Now that work comes out. Yeah, I want to meet my namaz with jamaat. Oh, jamaat time is gone. And I miss my namaz with jamaat. I want to make my tilawat. I was sitting in a toilet all the time. And there my time of tilawat is gone. My time of jamaat namaz is gone. So who Allah gives and make shukr, Allah will increase in that. Otherwise, it's not for everyone that he gets the time that he's free and he can make the ibadat of Allah, whom Allah Ta'ala gives. And it's for us to take the initiative. Man anaba ilay, that person who inclines towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala opens and then pulls that person towards him. Then Allah gives you the opportunity. So the 10 days are the days for this ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then the qurbani is that time. Then the real qurbani is not of that animal. It's not of your own nafs, your own desires, to put the knife on my desires, that are what all the my haram desire. And this is also a thing that, but we have to speak on this also. One friend of ours, about 2 years ago roughly, He came and see me, and he had some problems, health problems, financial problems. So I told him, my friend, we're close to one. I want you to go home and sit down with a pen and paper and see your own private life. And I write down what gunas you are involved in. Like that, I see you, big beard, mashallah, topi, amama, kurta, everything, pious person, involved in so much, mashallah, jamaat work, everything else also. He came back after 2 days. He said, Maulana, I'm surprised, I'm shocked at myself. Now that you told me to write it down, I wrote down what? All the films I'm watching, all the other haram that I'm getting involved in. One, just 2 or 3 days ago, one friend told us that today gambling has been made so easy on the phone. That just a matter of pressing a few buttons, and you need a credit card or a debit card, a bank account. And everyone, he says, who and who is not? And really, personally, people are coming for help. They are involved, 100 million rand deaths, 5 million deaths. Good people, enough credit balance they got, but they got involved, they greed. And they hit the jackpot one time, and you think you're going to hit it every time. That's the trick they play with you. And you win 100,000, and there they pull you in for 2 million. And there everything, your shop is gone. A good running business. No problem in that business. It's giving good. You're just milking the cow. And everything is set up. The business is running fine. But you got little greed and you went into the... And good people are getting. So many people outwardly, topi, kursa, everything. Burqa, woman. But inside we are involved in guna. So, and this is what destroys a person. And Allah, Allahu Akbar. There's an instance in the Quran Sharif where one person, Tu'ma ibn Ubayrik, he was a munafiq, but we will say he's a Muslim because a munafiq shows himself to be a Muslim. He found out that one Ansari Muslim has got some arms, armament, and some flour. At that time, flour was also a valuable commodity which they used to keep for special occasions, visitors come, because it wasn't easily available. So he found out he's got, he went and steal it. But what he did not realize, that bag of the flour had a hole in it, and the flour was leaving a trail behind it. So when he got home, he realized that they're going to catch me. This flour left the trail, they're going to see it this year. So he went to his neighbor, a Jew, and he told him, if you keep this as amanat for me. So he said, no problem, I'll keep it. You're my neighbor. What's the problem? So he kept it. Then in the morning, the news spread. There was a robbery at night. And the investigation started. You could see the trail of the flower. So they went to his house. They searched his house. They found nothing. So he can't be guilty. Then they saw the trail is going to the Jew's house. The Jews, they thought, planned that he put them a red herring, lead them somewhere else. And then they found it there. So he, now the news went around in Medina, all are talking that this Tu'ma, he had stolen. So he, with his extended family, went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, please tell the people not to accuse us. Because they thinking we stole, they searched our house, they didn't find the weapons or this. And they found it from the Jew's house, he's guilty. We not guilty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, looking at the outward condition, said, till you don't have evidence, don't blame anyone. Don't accuse anyone. Then Allah revealed 2 rukus to show the munafiqs what terrible people they are. But the bottom line of what I want to say is that, yeah, Quran showed that even non-Muslims, when it comes to justice, don't give preference to Muslims even over non-Muslims. For justice, in the same instance, when one... Also a munafiq, he went for a decision. He had an argument with a Jew. And he went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Jew was right. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the decision in favor of the Jew. Then he knew that Hazrat Umar is very hard against the Jews. He won't give a favor in favor of a decision in favor of the Jews. Let's go there. The Jew said, it's okay, let's go. When they went there, he said, this is the case. So Hazrat Umar said, okay, if that is the case, just wait. He went in the house, brought his sword. Sword and severed the head of that person immediately. After Allah's Rasul's decision, you come to me. So even if it's a Jew, even if it is your enemy, but justice comes first. So justice we must maintain. Deen comes first. Even if it's your family, even if it's your immediate, Quran says clearly your father, your parents, your ustaz, your sheikh, your family, all like those people, like for example was Nizamuddin. Mona Ilyas, he started the work, Nizamuddin. He's buried there, we must respect that place. No, the haq you must see. That who is on the haq, that is what we have to see in all matters. Not just, don't be carried away with your emotion. Don't be carried away with our aspiration, our emotion, and where our loyalties lie. See the truth, justice, the truth, Islam, the Allah. Allah comes first before anyone. Allah's Rasul comes before anyone. And that's a very great ibadah. And many people, great ulama also, but we fall guilty of this. We give preference to other things. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, if we do all this correctly, then mort we have to go through. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. There isn't anyone who will be saved from mort. And when your mort comes and we lived our life correctly, then ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, that you will be at ease and comfort at the time of mort. And you won't be, otherwise when mort comes, a person is in great anxiety. A person doesn't want to go, but he has to go. Imagine the police come pick you up, and you, who wants to go to jail? Who wants to go and sit in a cell? But now you have to go. How much of displeasure and hatred? And somebody brings you and a wonderful holiday is planned for you. Everything on the, is there for you. Ready. You go and you just enjoy all this. You'll be eager to go. So this is ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, the soul that is at ease. It was waiting to go to Allah. It was waiting when I can come out of the prison of this world. Just the door must open and I must fly out. And it's eager to go. Irji'i ila rabbika. And interesting here is the words of the Quran. Return to your Lord. Irji'i ila rabbiki. You love to be by Allah. You love to be by your beloved. You love to be by He who has given you every ni'mat. Who has shown you the way to save yourself from every harm, who has showered his favors upon you. And each one of us will know that how many times I wanted to do this, but I got blocked. But then I saw that was good for me. Now Allah shukr. How many in marriage, I wanted to marry that girl. I was so desirous to marry her. Now afterwards, after 10 years, I see what her life is. Oh, why Allah saved me, man. Where I was going to get married? What should have happened to me, man? Allah's shukr to me. As though perhaps my wife is not so beautiful, but what a wonderful life I got now. So many things in our lives, career opportunities, other opportunities, Allah saved us from that. Only afterwards a person can know. So when irji'i ila, now return to your Rabb. Radiyatam maradiyah, in that wonderful condition, you are keen to return to Allah. Allah is keen to receive you also. What's the meeting? Allah the creator of love. Allah the creator of enjoyment. Allah the creator of beauty. And you're going to return. And then to go meet our mashayikh. Whoever had little contact with our mashayikh, want to be again with them. We had so much, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us so many years with our mashayikh. But again, just to be with them again, just to see their face and how they welcome you and how they, and now is the opportunity to be with them again. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati, enter into my garden, Allah's garden. What a garden it will be. So this is the opportunity. How many Ramzans have gone? How many Zulqada and Zulhijjah have gone? How many Qurbanis have gone? We're still where we are, stagnant. How many are going to come? Are we going to remain stagnant? Or are we going to go by leaps and bounds in front? It's our doing. We can do. And Allah made Qurbani for the whole world. Not only in Mina that the Qurbani should be done. Allah kept it everywhere. Not only Muslim, not only the rich, even the poor, not only the man, the woman also, not only the Muslim, the non-Muslims also. They also give qurbani meat to non-Muslims, is permissible also. There is a time to invite them to Islam with the qurbani meat. And especially in those places where the, even Muslims are so poor, where like dogs go to dustbin and they take out some one bone or one little small piece of meat. They can sense it and they look for it. Muslim people, young Muslim women, they like, like how the dogs go and take out. They are at so many places in the world. This is now, if we can get qurbani meat to them, and they sit and have perhaps whole year they didn't not even see a piece of meat. No. Forget smelling it or tasting it, they didn't even see it. So like that, this is the time now that Allah has given us. So how many more qurbanis are coming and going? And for us it is big roast in the house, a big occasion in the house, and we don't think of anyone in there. And a person who's got any feeling, in fact, one, what's the beautiful dua of Nabi Ali Salat Salam? Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana. All praise is due to Allah, who gave us to eat, who gave us to drink. Wa kafana wa awana. And He gave us enough, and He gave us shelter, everything. Fakam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya. There are so many people who didn't get the basics of life. They haven't got shelter also. Allahu Akbar, we were in Dar es Salaam not so long ago. And it was after Isha. And saw there on the steps a lady with a little baby in her hand. Putting her the baby to sleep. And then I said, usually nowhere you see a woman late at night out on the street. Men sell poor people, they walk around. But women you don't see. So I asked the driver, our host, what's this? He says, just, they live like this. On the steps where she is, whole night she will stay there. She's got some bananas which she sells, and she's putting her baby to sleep, and she with her baby, they sleep on the steps like that. Whether it's rain, usually the weather is warm there, but whatever condition, how many there are in the world like this? What's happening in Palestine now? How many of us, even in our thought, Palestine comes? A dua goes out for Palestine. You can't understand that the things which are happening, that they can ever happen. But there they are happening there. And what is our condition? Just not concerned about it whatsoever. No dua also, no feeling, nothing. Our breakfast hasn't changed. Our lunch hasn't changed. Our dressing hasn't changed. If it has changed, it is more to bring kuffar things in our life. Whether it's our cars, whether it's our clothing, more like the kuffar, whether it's our sports, our entertainment, but that we come more on deen. And everything in the world, what is happening, everyone's actions are part of it. Whatever we are doing has got an effect on what's happening in Palestine. How we are, one great alim who has made all his namaz, paban, very pious, everything. Then he encouraged his wife to make tahajjud. The next day, he didn't get up for tahajjud. And he just, you know, fajr with jamaat, otherwise regular takbir-e ula. And he just managed his two rakats before sunrise. Then he told his wife, this happened. The wife said, every day I cook your food, I make wuzu and I cook it. Your clothes, the washing machine doesn't wash your clothes. The maid doesn't wash your clothes. I wash your clothes. What wuzu? That was the effect of all that. That you manage your namazas, everything. Yesterday I decided without wuzu I'll cook the food. So you didn't get up for tahajjud also. So every person's his affair or his amal have the effect on somebody else. We might be thinking I'm doing this, but it's somebody behind me. It's my mother, it's my wife, it's my daughter, my sister. We don't know who is doing, and because of their barakah, Allah is putting us as puppets in front. But the power is from somewhere else. So what's happening in Palestine also, we must see. And so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make dua for them, and to do more amal, and turn to Allah and beg Him for His help. And it's not only Palestine, it's Sudan also. It's Syria also. Syria is also a very serious case. But also we are the press manipulates us. It doesn't let us think clearly also. And unfortunately, our thinking is like Western thinking. Like the kuffar way of thinking, the people of dunya, we think what they want to, they want us to think of sports, that which team won and which team lost. We think of that. Whereas we have got much more serious things to think about. But we don't think a bit about what is happening as Muslims, what we should be doing and what we are doing. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this is a wonderful occasion Allah has given us. Let us make the best of it. Now the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are coming. We are in the days of Ashur-e-Hurum, this sacred month. And then the Qurbani is coming. And all this preparation, with the end of the year, at the end of Dhul-Hijjah, think of the end of our life, that it can be said to us, that oh soul, that is completely, how wonderful. As Buzurgs have written, that live your life in such a way, that when you were born, all were laughing and smiling, baby in the house. Mithais were being given out. There was a tiqa, and all the happiness, but you were crying all the time. The baby, every time the baby is crying. Live your life such a way that when you die, you are laughing. And all are crying. What a wonderful person. Ma was so pious. Ma was so kind. How she worried about us. How father was. And all are crying. You are laughing and you are going to the Qabristan. Allah give us a life like that. Let us not be fooled by the fools of this dunya. And let us live a life like the wise people for the akhirat, for the eternal life. Allah give us tawfiq.